This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana talking to my friend again today. You know him, you love him, a lot of people do. Mr. Clinton Foppel, Executive Director at Remedy.
Yo.
How are you doing, friend?
Well, I'm doing well, Melissa, and I'm thankful to be able to chat with you here today.
That's so great. I'm going to just jump in right here because we know what you address, what you talk to, and just seeing kind of what's going on in the nation as there continues to be tragedies and heartache. I know that mental health is so important. Talk about how important it is for us to get help.
It's always important. You know, we have shifted in the last 2 years to a what-if mentality. It seems like every time we think something couldn't happen, it does. And if it happens, sometimes it happens more than once. And we're seeing that with violence in America and so many other things. And once the what-if catches on, our mental health is the thing that seems to go down south. It just starts to decline because we start to worry and we start to have sleeplessness. We start to deal with anxiety, and it's so important that we embrace the confession concept that the Lord gives us in His Word to be a kind of community that talks about our struggles so that we don't feel alone.
You know, there are people that will say, but I don't want to tell everybody my problems, that kind of thing. And that's not what you're doing when you're talking with someone that's an expert or a counselor or a soul medic. It's not just telling your problems. You're trying to process for healing, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You know, I think that the irony about confession to anyone really is your own voice is coming back into your own ear so that you can hear your own heart. And that's the touching, that's the healing, that's the Holy Spirit driven way that God ministers to us. And so just talking to someone you know loves you is a great first step. And there's definitely professional needs for some. And they're available to us here in this community.
Well, let's talk about Remedy and the resource that you are. Something amazing has happened recently, a connection that you have, and you're going to be a hub right here in Fort Wayne for all across the nation. Tell us what is happening. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have been working with the state of Indiana the last few months to talk about how we at Remedy Live can use our 15 years of experience in the text-to-chat world and provide services to the new 988 program that's rolled out last July throughout the United States. And so, yeah, we're jumping fully into that. We won't be serving the state just yet. We've got some final things we need to get in place, but we're honored and we're grateful that the Lord has given us this opportunity to serve Hoosiers all statewide.
This is exciting. So Remedy Live is a place where you have soul medics, where people can text 494949 anytime. And then that 988 number, is that something that when that gets in gear, when you guys are in place, it's going to come through this hub right here in Fort Wayne?
So 988 will still stay national in that it'll go through a software different than ours, but our team will be staffing that software in the state of Indiana to help Hoosiers. But I would just recommend to all people that are listening, continue to use 494949. You know you're going to get someone there that can support you and pray for you and encourage you. But if you're dealing with a struggle and you need to talk on the phone, 988 is available. If you want to call someone, you get a person who can get you safe and help you with resources in your community.
That is so exciting. Of course, we talk about 494949 all the time at Remedy Live, so that's a resource. And we're going to continue to be here and partner with Remedy. If you want to know more about this whole great program, you can check it out on my Conversations link right now at star883.com.